5234 today.
Christy, something happened a long time ago in Haiti, and the people may not want to talk about it. They were under the heel of the French, you know, Napoleon III and whatever. And they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you'll get us free from the French. It's a true story. And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. And they kicked the French out. You know, the Haitians revolted and got themselves free. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after the other, desperately poor. That island of Hispaniola is one island. Mm-hmm. It's cut down the middle. On the one side is Haiti. On the other side is the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Dominican Republic is prosperous, mm-hmm. healthy, full of resorts, etc. Mm-hmm. Haiti is in desperate poverty. Same islands. Mm-hmm. They need to have, and we need to pray for them, a great turning to God. And out of this tragedy, I'm optimistic something good may come.
The insane comments of Pat Robertson, still people reacting to that over what happened in Haiti. I think just terrible what the people there are going through. Your heart just aches for the people, I think, of Haiti. So many bodies still buried underneath the rubble there. There are some good heartwarming stories of people being rescued, of course. But now the FAA has halted air traffic to Haiti, and there are lots of people trying to get there however they can to just reach out and help, whether it's medically or whether it's through some other function. Sad, sad stories for the UN. Their greatest loss of life, in fact, now Haiti, because so many were there. We'll talk more about that as we move along. But very pleased to welcome to the show right from the get-go, Pastor Stuart Farley. The pastor is a board member of International Missions Outreach Haiti and recently has made a bunch of trips to Haiti. Pastor, thanks for coming on. This has to be a tough time for you.
Thanks, Kate. It's just been a real difficult time going through all this, yes.
I played the comments from Pat Robertson because people on America Tonight had reacted to me and sent me emails about what he said. Your thoughts on those outrageous statements? A terrible time, of course, to even bring those thoughts up, but what do you think?
Well, I don't understand why he would even consider making those kind of statements at a time like this. Our focus sure doesn't need to be on some theological debate that's going on. It doesn't matter what took place 200 years ago in that nation. The people, those of us that have been involved with them for the last 25 years, find that most every Haitian I've ever come across has been a loving, kind, good person, working hard, striving to just keep their life together and their family together and make it.
The mission that that you're part of actually employs 210 people in Haiti. I'm wondering, and this is a delicate question, but I'm hoping, actually, that those people are safe. Did anyone lose their life in that quake?
Well, we know that we've lost one of the cooks that work at the compound there. We heard her at the home crying out for help, could not get to her, and she's the only one that we have confirmed dead that's one of ours. Now, of all of the people who work on the compound, now many of the 210 employees are employed in schools and stuff that's not right in that area, but the all of the compound employees, everyone but one has lost their home. So it's been incredible.
No kidding. And you've been in contact, obviously, based on what you just said there, with people on the ground. What do they tell you about the situation?
Well, Pastor John and Joyce Hansen, who are the missionaries there, were in their home, of course, when this started. And John tried to protect Joyce. He just said he tried to get her and get into a safe place in the middle of the room and cover her body. And he said the throwing of things inside threw both of them against the wall, and just everything inside the home was demolished. Even though their home remains standing, it was severely thrown. They've not been able to go back in the home because they keep having all these aftershocks that more things keep collapsing. So they have been able to stay outside during the time. There is one building there that is a one-story building that just has some wood and metal for a roof, so it's not near as dangerous as the concrete that could fall on them in some of the other buildings.
Yeah, and part of what you've done, and you mentioned this, that you have people working in schools, you've helped to build schools and apartments and houses and churches, and I'm sure they're scattered in different areas, and you don't know about what's happened with those structures, I'm sure, at this point, right?
We know that because we have two-way radios that a couple of the pastors who work on the compound and pastor churches also, we know that the church at Lefebvre was destroyed. The school was damaged there. We know that there's damage at the Boutin school, where my particular church has built two schools at Boutin and a home for the pastor there. We know there's some damage, but we do not know the extent of the damage in either one of those places, other than that the church at Lefebvre was completely destroyed.
Mm. You talked about your 25 years in the involvement and what you found from the people in Haiti with the various trips that you've made, and you've recently made a bunch of trips. Tell us a little bit more about the people there, because I think what people don't understand, a lot of people don't know much about Haiti. What would you tell the people across America listening tonight?
Well, you know, when you consider all of the abject poverty and you consider all of the plight they've been through with the storms and the devastation of things going, they are very joyful, upbeat people. I you know, in listening to what's going on, you think at times that wonder that they would have their moments where they're there, but yet at the same time, they seem to be resilient. They seem to bounce back. They seem to just have a determination to go on. And quite frankly, every time I go, I come home more encouraged than any other time.
Yeah, are you planning to make a trip? Obviously, nobody can get in there right now because of what the FAA is on, but that's going to be lifted. Are you planning to make a trip in the near future?
As soon as I can get in there, I will be going. One of the things that, in talking to Pastor John at our missions compound there, is that we until we can find out what we can do, we have no facility to keep people. It's obvious I would stay in a tent, whatever I'd have to do. But that's as soon as I can. I'd like to get there to help and to assist and to put together some medical teams. We have one medical team that's we're trying to get airport clearance to fly in out of Branson, Missouri, on Saturday, and hopefully they will get there. We've had numerous physicians there with supplies and things trying to get into our particular mission. The major things that's going on there is great, and we're just doing everything we can to see if we can secure some things that will go directly to Pastor John and the pastors and family members that we're in contact with.
All right, we want to tell everybody that you can help, because International Missions Outreach Haiti is accepting donations for that emergency relief. A lot of people have asked me about that, Pastor. You can go to supporthaitinow.com. Pastor, thank you, and good luck with all that, and we appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you so much, and I appreciate any support anybody can do. It's much needed, and I promise you every nickel goes to help those people there in Haiti. And thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right, you too, Pastor. Appreciate it. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about health care and the push in the different direction to the Supreme. Stay with us, everyone.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Tonight, the show that's coast to coast and everywhere in between. Water cooler buzz at its best, as we like to say. And I'll tell you, the conversation and the chatter over healthcare reform has not died down. In the recent polls we've seen, it's sort of split among a lot of the people that have been polled on the question of, do you like where things are going? Well, right now, opponents of healthcare reform are pushing on the legal front to maybe take this all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's certainly looking that way. And what the challenge is about the constitutionality of what's going on with the mandate, the individual mandate, which would require people to get health insurance or actually pay the do-re-mi, a financial penalty of at least 2% of their income to the government. We had him on a couple of months ago, terrific guy, Dr. David Doman, who is a D.C. doctor, and he actually, from what I'm told, actually anticipated that this was going to happen with the Supreme Court. And, of course, how did he do that? In the novel that he wrote, Heartbeat, and it's all about America's uninsured. Doc, thanks for coming back on to ATM for the follow-up. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Kate. Good evening.
What's happening now, just your reaction as a physician, and I know how you feel about healthcare reform and what was going on, of course, in the House and then now with the Senate. But what's your reaction to how long this has gone on and to the opposition?
I'm not at all surprised by how long this process has taken in terms of the legislative timeline. This is an incredibly complex national issue that has been ignored for decades. I do feel, though, that there is a a tremendous irony that this has gone all the way on to the, potentially to the Supreme Court. As you mentioned, I anticipated this possibility in my novel Heartbeat, but ironically for entirely different reasons. Briefly in my novel, there is an uninsured woman who is dying of heart disease, and there is a procedure that will save her life, but she doesn't have the financial means to get the procedure completed. So she, through circumstances detailed in the book, is recruited by the American Civil Liberties Union to serve as the lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit suing the U.S. Congress in a Supreme Court case demanding health care access for all Americans. So in my novel, I foresaw a constitutional issue to provide health care for the uninsured, not to deny it, as has been discussed on Capitol Hill in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, what do you think? As I said, a lot of the polls have people pretty much split. What do you think it would take to have everybody pretty much, as much as you could get, because I don't think you ever get 100%, but as much as you could get, how could you get the majority of Americans on the same page, if you will, when it comes to health care?
Well, I think that in some respects, President Obama and the Democratic leadership, though their intentions were good, had a difficult choice to make. They realize that this is an issue that's been ignored for many decades, as I said, and they also realize that they had a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate, and of course, in addition, a majority in the House of Representatives. Because of that unique political opportunity and social responsibility, they really have tried to push through a very ambitious agenda to transform the health care in our country. To answer your question, I think what would have been far more palatable for the large majority of Americans would have been to have President Obama, early in his first year of administration, have a national speech that would detail a incremental approach to slowly provide universal health care for all Americans phased in over the next 4 to 8 years. And I think had he tried to achieve a modest legislative victory, finding commonality in a bipartisan fashion in year one, I think it would have created a momentum for change that would have been far more positive here in the nation's capital and certainly would have been embraced nationally.
Yeah, well said. I agree absolutely with that. It more time and implementing it right. As it stands now, and you know this, you're a doctor, and as a doctor, I mean, you're about the patients. You were a physician and a clinical professor of medicine at George Washington University School of Medicine. So from your perspective, in trying to implement this whole thing kind of with the cram job, that's where things get lost because of all the red tape, right, Doc? You have to go through it. You go through all the red tape with the patients, or at least your office does.
Oh, sure. Well, every day, dozens of times every day, we doctors as patient advocates have to literally fight with insurance companies to get necessary diagnostic tests or appropriate therapies approved. I certainly don't anticipate that will necessarily disappear with this new legislation. But what is good about the new legislation is that it will allow patients to get insurance coverage even if they have pre-existing medical conditions. As many of your listeners realize, in today's environment, if somebody is sick and they do not have health insurance, it can become financially impossible to get it. The insurance companies either will deny you the insurance or set premiums that are so ridiculously high you can't afford it. In addition, many insurance policies have in the fine print a statute of limitations so that if you're young and you have a bad illness or injury, you, contrary to what you may think, where your policy provides open-ended coverage throughout your life, there often are limitations that are in the fine print of the policy that also will be outlawed by the new legislation. So there's many good protections that are going to be put in place once this legislation is passed.
Yeah. You talked about the Democrats and the White House agenda and how you would have liked to see this all happen. But do you think because of that it's been so divisive for Americans? Again, we go back to this split. You have people that are furious over this. You have other, and really it doesn't matter. You could label anybody, as you know, Doc, liberal, conservative, independent. And the one thing that I've found through the people here on America Tonight and in my own group of friends, nobody's really 100% happy with how this went down. Do you think that's part and parcel why it's been so divisive?
Well, I just think it's such an enormous bill that is going through so quickly that it's led to a lot of anxiety, a lot of misinformation, and a lot of bitterness throughout the country. Unfortunately, one of the unintended results of this political process has been to pit the 47 million uninsured Americans against the 85% of Americans, roughly 250 million, 260 million Americans, who do have coverage. And that never should have happened. I would have preferred to have seen a thoughtful incremental approach where you could mobilize the American people to help the 47 million uninsured Americans, Americans who don't have access to health care. And to put this in perspective, we, the greatest nation in the world, the wealthiest country in the world, we have 47 million uninsured Americans. Every year, 2 million uninsured Americans are bankrupted by the unexpected cost of uninsured illness or injury. And even worse, 50,000 uninsured Americans die needlessly every year because they don't have access to health care. And I would say to you all listening tonight, that is a human tax that robs our great nation of some of its future vitality. It is immoral, and the time has come to address this issue once and for all.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in these next couple of weeks, Doc, for sure. Somebody wants to get a copy of your novel, Heartbeat. How can they do that?
Well, thank you. I would suggest your listeners go to heartbeatthenovel.com. That's heartbeatthenovel.com. And they'll find direct links to the national booksellers. In addition, you can get day-to-day updates on what's happening on Capitol Hill with health care reform. And even more important, you'll have direct links to the White House website, direct links to your senators, direct links to your local congressional representation, which means that your listeners, if they want to get off the sidelines and participate in the
process, they can do it. Doc, thanks so much.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Here on America Tonight, if you want to throw in your 2 cents with me, Kate Delaney, you can do it by jingling these digits, 800-259-5791, healthcare reform. Dr. Doman, a different take completely on what's happening with healthcare. Certainly by now everybody knows my thoughts. We need the healthcare reform, absolutely. But the question is, the legislation that's being proposed to me is awful. There are a couple of things that do work in it. He mentioned one of them, the whole pre-existing condition thing that's nipped a bunch of people, certainly. But when you break down the uninsured, the question you ask yourself is how many people are uninsured because they want to be uninsured and don't want to pay the premium because they want beer money. Now, I know that's just a small chunk, and I know there are people that have horrible stories about crippling financial stories as to what's happened to them and how they got jumbled up in something that with a hospital visit or whatever. In fact, I had lunch with a guy, gosh, maybe 2 months ago, who I've known for a while, and he told, and I didn't know the story, he told me that he had no choice but to file bankruptcy because, and this was a while ago, he's not now, but he said his wife was having a baby, and then the baby was not doing well, so they were and the wife wasn't. They were both hospitalized, and it was really, really their lives. Both of them were teetering on the edge. So, of course, he's at the hospital and running around and all this other stuff, and he got some outrageous bill from the insurance company, and they just kept billing him, and he had the insurance, but they just were wanting more money and knocking him down for the money. And finally, he had no choice but to hire a lawyer. The lawyer sent a threatening letter, and boy, they backed off in a hurry. He said, forget it, blah, blah, blah. Didn't go after him for what they were demanding that they were owed. But as a result, his job, you know, basically he neglected his job for a couple of months while he was taking care of everyone and still doing the job and juggling everything, and he had no choice but to go down that bankruptcy path. So we know that there are plenty of sad stories out there, and there's a great need for some kind of reform. The problem is it's the same things we see with the people who have the money. It's the haves and the have-nots. I mean, this is the problem. So the insurance company rules. They control the day and the game as to what happens. And you think of the taxes and the premiums, and that scares me to death more than anything because of how vague it is. The guesstimates. Can you imagine if most of your life you spent guessing on what things would cost you? Well, I think this mortgage, they told me it's going to be this, but oh, my gosh. Oh, that's right. That has happened with those arms. But now all of a sudden it's this much more. Yeah, that's what's going to happen with the taxes. And I, for one, I mean, where are you getting the money? How many of you can pull out an extra $500, $600, maybe $1,000, who knows, a month, depending on what your bracket is and how many kids you have? All right, I want to re-rack and tell you, of course, birthdays are coming up along with this day in history and news you can abuse. But before that, as far as the headers are concerned, what's making the big buzz? Of course, Haiti, and more on that. Haitian Americans still waiting to find out the fate of many of their sisters and brothers as to whether or not they survived or they're injured or, you know, whatever the case might be. And there is slow information coming out of Haiti. And, of course, the FAA has shut down anybody flying in. They just don't have the space on the runways, and they have planes that are parked because they didn't have the gasoline for the planes. So people are finding ways to get there, but just not in that airport that's there. So the interesting thing is that we're finding social networking has become huge, almost like a lifeline. Once again, we saw with the uprising in Iran during the elections how big Twitter was, and then Facebook somewhat too. And we're seeing the same thing again as to people's statuses. So when the quake hit and phones were down, they weren't working, email was there, and especially the Facebook, the Twittering, that's where people would update everybody because they knew they could just send one out. And many of the Americans who were on mission trips or helping the people of that impoverished nation actually were able to touch base with the people back home through one of those two forums or even just email. But a lot of them seem to rely heavily on the Twittering and Facebook stuff because there's more people. If they had it up to speed among their peers, there were more people that they can inform quickly. As they're not going to sit there writing emails to every person they know or even trying to dig up. Sometimes, you know how you lose your emails, you got to dig up all your people and you don't have it stacked right or whatever. But certainly in those situations you do, you just hit the button. And that's what, happened with a lot of people that found themselves desperately trying to get in touch with people back home. Here's a kind of a follow-up story that is interesting. We talk about the food supply and the concern, frankly, over the food supply when you hear the stories. We had the spinach problem, remember that, and trying to trace it back to the farms. And then there were a couple of other outbreaks of different things that had to be recalled. I remember there was a tomato recall a couple of years ago. Same thing about the farms and whatnot. This Nestle cookie dough thing is strange. This move to make Nestle refrigerated cookie dough safer. Now what's happening is I couldn't even see it on the shelves when I was there the other day because it's popular. You know, they have the tubes of the chocolate chips, especially because people just slice them off, throw them in the oven. but they're going to start to use, I guess, heat-treated flour in the dough to, they say, to enhance the safety of it because in January, after some routine testing, they found some samples of the dough from their plant in Virginia that tested positive for E. coli, what I was talking about with the spinach and whatnot, that would obviously, we know, can cause terrible damage, in some cases, death. So the FDA is looking at what it is that they're doing in their process that is causing that. And this is 8 months after 72 people in 30 states were infected with it. And it was all linked to eating raw Nestle cookie dough. Matt, do you eat the... Are you one of those guys that eats, like, the raw cookie dough? You know, your mom's making cookies, you just happen to stop by, or, you know, you pop it in your mouth with the Nestle stuff or whatever?
From time to time, but nothing like my sister. She was practically addicted to the stuff. She used to make cookie dough, and then my mom would always yell at her because she never would make the actual cookies. She just
She'd eat the dough
in the fridge and, like, just take it out from time to time and grab a huge spoonful of it.
Oh, wow, not safe for her. Luckily, she didn't come down with E. coli. But
yeah, I guess not.
Well, you know what the problem is because the ingredients, the eggs, everything, and how long are you leaving it in there and whatever. But, boy, that's so strange. I bet you the executives at Nestle were just freaking out when that happened. And, see, here's the thing. Some people will argue that you don't need to treat flour like raw chicken, because flour is a raw agricultural product. And, I mean, they even did a big story on this somewhere, something I was reading today about it, that you have to take care, but you don't have to go crazy over it. So the whole idea of this new flour and the heat flour baking slightly different, how do you formulate this recipe and how do you have the great results, excuse me, that taste the same? And they say that they've been able to find that. You know, the bottom line is when these things bubble up, then I worry. Boy, I hope all of you take care when you get vegetables and whatnot, and then of course this isn't vegetables, but you wash everything, because I see so many people that just grab bags and eat out of bags, and you know, I'm thinking, what are they doing? With the FDA stretched as thin as it is, there's questions as to, really, I mean, honestly, how safe is the food supply? Safer than however many other places in the world you want to look at, maybe 80%, 85%, I don't know. But they've gotten sloppy, and you can see that. You can see the rubber stamp of approval. Sometimes it comes too quickly. And then there's just not enough people employed by the FDA to go and examine the products, and man, that is what really, 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 really scares me big, 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 big time. Coming up, as I said, on the flip side, we're going to look at birthdays and news you can't abuse, and there's some funny stuff this time around, no doubt. But one thing that's not, I think, a laughing matter is that these college applications are on the rise. I don't know how anyone can afford, frankly, in some cases, to get to college. It's almost like if you have a child, like Stu in Kentucky, who calls us, he has a little girl, and you don't want to ever tell your kid what they have to be or what they should do. Boy, it's almost like you're just praying, please, please be athletic. Please be a brainiac so you can get a scholarship. So now they're saying college applicants are facing one of the toughest years ever to gain admission to public colleges and universities, because the schools have problems with budget cuts and all the and the number of applications. So you have these cash poor state governments who are capping, colleges are capped, or they have to cut the enrollment, even though they have all these applications from high school seniors. Where normally there'd be a little bit of wiggle room, but there's not. So now all of a sudden you have this increased competition, and that means more students get turned away. And how are they going to go to these private schools that cost much more money than they can afford or their parents can afford? So that means that they get shut out of school altogether. Very tough out there. We'll lighten the load coming up in just another 3 minutes here on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Into news you can abuse, birthdays in this day in history. Going back to this day in history, boy, I hope your first 15 of 2010 counted in some way, because that's where we are at this point. If we go back to 1559, oh yes, I can remember it well, England's Queen Elizabeth I was crowned in Westminster Abbey. Meanwhile, for all of you in Vermont, in 1777, the people of New Connecticut declared their independence. That tiny republic, guess what, later became the state of Vermont. Yep. And if we jump ahead just a little bit to, like, 1967, the Packers of the National Football League defeated the Chiefs of the American Football League 35-10 in the first AFL-NFL World Championship game, retroactively known as Super Bowl I. Birthdays, I think you'll recognize maybe three of the names. If you're really into films, you'll probably recognize more. But and if you recognize, it's always the names. A lot of times the character actors, you would know them in a second if it wasn't radio and I held up a picture. Actress Regina King. Think, you can go way back and think, Jerry Maguire. And now she's on a cop show that's pretty good, I heard. It's about Los Angeles. I can't think of the name of it. And
Southland, right?
Yeah, Southland. Thank you. And she's one of the main characters on it. She has a pretty big birthday on this day. You also might recognize, if you're kind of a music person from back in the, you know, back a decade or two ago, Mario Van Peebles. He's really an actor, but was always around the music scene, etc. And then there is Lisa from Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam. She's got a birthday too, and there's some others, and we'll give you all that exciting stuff coming up in a few. But first, how about this? The New York City skinniest house sold for $2.1 million. How'd you like to have the bragging rights for that? Yo, I just picked up the skinniest house in the city. But check it out. This is why I'm mentioning it. It's 9 feet wide, 42 feet long. It's a brick building. I've actually seen it. It's famous. You probably might have seen photos of it. You could pop one up easy on the internet. It's in Greenwich Village. It was built in 1873 on actually land used as an alley between houses. The townhouse was listed for sale last August at $2.7 million. It's got two bedrooms, two baths. And the last time it sold was for what? It was for $1.6 million. Oof. So they listed it, and they also listed it as rental, $10,000 a month. $10,000 to live in the skinniest house. Boy, you better not be a big person. Can you imagine? If you were a big-time snacker getting those pizzas delivered and you're in a skinny house, don't have a lot of room, I would imagine, if you listen to what I said the dimensions were. Here's kind of a follow-up for you. The escaped hippo story, we were telling you about that the other night, and how I love how the town said, oh, the hippos are sweet, loving animals, no worries. Have you ever seen the jaws of a hippo? And we're talking 2 tons, baby. Escaped from a flooded private zoo in Montenegro, roaming free on Wednesday, but returned to the zoo's owner's restaurant to eat bread and hay. Now, they disagreed over whether to kill the hippo, which is considered, this is why it's so funny, that the town was trying to tell people not to worry. Do you know, of course, it is considered the world's most dangerous species. So, once again, escaping later in the week, heavy rains flood through the zoo, raise the water level in the pen, swims over the top of the cage surrounding it. That's not a good thing, I would think. And again, the zoo owner saying, oh, no, Nika is not dangerous unless someone attacks and kicks her. Who is going up to a 2-ton hippo, even a Montenegro, and kicking the animal? I hope that's not happening, right? I mean, these suckers can weigh almost 3.5 tons. They're big-time plant eaters, and they're big-time scary, I think. When you see them, when you see those teeth and the jaws, I mean, I wouldn't even try attempt to get close. Not even on my craziest day would I do that. All right, moving from that story to this one. From Washington, of course. I say, of course, because wait till you hear the details. You can move over, Secretary of the Treasury. I wish he would. And the Secretary of Defense. There's a new secretary coming to D.C., the Secretary of Romance. Tourism officials in Washington are naming sex expert Dr. Ruth as the new Secretary of the Department of Love and Relationships. That's right. Ruth Westheimer will be sworn in later in the day, I guess tomorrow. She is the honorary Secretary of Romance, and it's supposed to boost tourism in the capital. Dr. Ruth will also help announce a new stimulus plan to promote Washington as a destination for lovers. The month-long promotion begins in February, just in time for Valentine's Day. Ugh. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? I don't think of Washington as a place for lovers, I got to tell you. Okay, let's jump back to this day in history. There are 350 days left in the year. If we wind the clock back on this day, this was so cool. I don't have any time to talk about it on the show, but Captain Sully Sullenberger ditched his Airbus 320 in the Hudson after a flock of birds disabled both the plane's engines. All 155 people aboard survived. What a hero. Amazing. First successful water landing in the U.S. I mean, they always talk about it, but it hasn't, you know, it never happened. In 1947, the mutilated remains of 22-year-old Elizabeth Short, nice, who came to be known as the Black Dahlia, they even did a movie about it, were found in a vacant Los Angeles lot. Her murder is still unsolved. In 1973, President Nixon announced the suspension of all U.S. offensive actions in North Vietnam, citing progress in peace negotiations. And if we move back just a little while ago to 5 years ago, boy, it seems so long, doesn't it? But if we go to 5 years ago, I can tell you here's some interesting things that happened. Michelle Kwan, if you are a figure skating fan, won her ninth title at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Portland, Oregon. Also, and I'm a fan of this guy, Johnny Weir won his second straight men's title. And actress Ruth Warwick, who was a big-time soap opera actress, died at 88. Another one of those actresses, very, very familiar face. 1 year ago, in a farewell address to the nation, President Bush said while his policies were unpopular, there could be little debate about the results. America has gone more than 7 years without another terrorist attack on our soil. Remember that, right? After a wave of controversy, Roland Burris was sworn in as a U.S. senator from Illinois. Oh, that was big-time controversy. And finally, Israeli artillery shells struck the U.N. headquarters in the Gaza Strip, and there was a massive reaction from the visiting U.N. chief at the time. Let's roll into birthday, shall we?
Birthday singer!
All right, actress Andrea Martin is 63, Canadian actress who had some success. I told you about Mario Van Peebles. He's actually 53. Lisa from that group, Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam, is 43. And actor Chad Lowe used to be married to Hilary Swank. He's been on a ton of stuff, 42 years old. I told you about Regina King. She's 1 year shy of 40, so 39. Do the math, right? How about this guy? Never heard of him. Pitbull, rapper and reggae artist, 29 years old. Actor Eddie Cahill is 32. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "A man can't ride your back unless it's bent."
I love how intense you guys are about your Vikings.
Can't miss the Vice game. Twin City!
What about Brett Favre?
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!